thousands of people, mostly civilians. Afghan military authorities said an attacker detonated an explosives-packed vehicle at the front gate before gunmen got into an empty hospital adjacent to the Bagram airfield. The U.S.-led NATO mission said there were no coalition casualties. The facility, being built to serve local Afghans, was badly damaged. No one has yet taken responsibility for the attack. New Zealand officials say the killer volcano on White Island is showing more threatening signs, and that is delaying the recovery of bodies. And 2 days after a fatal eruption, the death toll remains uncertain. Here is AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The volcano has vented more steam and mud, prompting authorities to delay plans to retrieve the bodies of victims from a deadly eruption 2 days ago. The GeoNet Seismic Monitoring Agency says tremors on White Island have been intensifying to a level not seen since an eruption in 2016. Meanwhile, Australia is sending a military plane to bring some of the Australians injured in the eruption back to Australia for specialist medical care. Authorities are expecting to transport 10 injured patients to New South Wales and Victoria states beginning Thursday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It is the eve of voting in Britain, and the final poll of the campaign shows a loss of some support for Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party, though it is still favored to win a parliamentary majority. Johnson is warning UK voters that a divided parliament would endanger his plan to pull the country out of the European Union. Brexit is now scheduled for January 31st. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn is campaigning in Scotland today, where he said people need an end to austerity, and he claimed that a Labour government would offer what he called real hope. More news online at voanews.com. From Washington,